Sean King deletes praise of martyr Willem Vance Bronson's beautiful anti-ICE manifesto. By Robert Krajicek and Ezra Dooleys on July 17, 2019. Sean King, a columnist at The Intercept and alumnus of the New York Daily News, praised the Antifa activist who was killed while attacking a migrant detention facility in Tacoma, Washington, in a series of social media posts he has since deleted. On Monday, King described 69-year-old Willem Vance Bronson as a martyr for approaching a building used by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, armed with a loaded gun and throwing incendiary devices at cars and a propane tank. An ICE spokesman told Breitbart News that the attack could have resulted in the mass murder of staff and detainees housed at the facility had he been successful at setting the tank ablaze. In other news, Sean King has entered the open support for domestic terrorism stage of his career. pic.twitter.com/rc2rfwel9. Alex Griswold, at hashtag Griswold, July 16, 2019. Willem Vance Bronson just became the first martyr attempting to liberate imprisoned refugees from a for-profit detention center in Tacoma, Washington, wrote King. His hero was John Brown, the white abolitionist who led the raid on Harper's Ferry in 1859. This is what our country has come down to. He wasn't crazy, inaction is, King said in reference to Vance Bronson, shortly after calling his manifesto a beautiful, devastating letter. The manifesto, while echoing concentration camp rhetoric from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, also called on fellow comrades to arm themselves, even if that meant they had to ignore the laws on procuring weapons. Vance Bronson wrote that he was bringing a home-built unregistered Ghost AR-15 rifle, a strictly regulated type of gun, to his final confrontation with law enforcement. Vance Bronson's death amounted to murder, King continued. This is where Willem was murdered this weekend, he said. His actions will be called terrorism and people will call him crazy, but neither are true. His mind was very clear. He is now arm in arm with John Brown. These camps must be shut down. Only weeks before this attack, King told his readers that the concentration camps for asylum seekers who do not use legal ports of entry should be liberated in an Intercept op-ed titled "History Has Taught Us That Concentration Camps Should Be Liberated. We can't wait until 2020. I swear, I am not trying to be inflammatory," King wrote. "I don't mean this as a threat of violence or physical force, but I thought that concentration camps were supposed to be liberated. I thought that kids being held against their will in such atrocious conditions were supposed to be rescued. History has taught us that concentration camps should be liberated. We cannot and should not wait until 2020, with the hope that we defeat Trump, to free these children. We should liberate them now, by any means necessary." My latest for at The Intercept. Sean King, at Sean King, June 29, 2019. King still has a post up on Instagram with a photo of Vance Bronson. More measured in its commentary, but whitewashing his attack is only targeting empty buses. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.